Jim Croce.
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 That's
right.
Jim Croce. Sure. Yeah, that's another person. If he just stayed out of aircraft, we would. No telling where that man's talent would have taken him. I mean, almost every song he ever wrote, mm-hmm. which wasn't that many because he wasn't that old, but was huge, big mm-hmm. hit. And a lot of it was discovered after his death, too. So it just a tremendous talent. Well, let's take a short trip into history. This wasn't earth-shattering, but it was just very interesting. On this day, in 1940, four young French teenagers were looking for their lost dog near Montignac, France, and came upon a cave that was full of artwork from the Upper Paleolithic era. This is, I had to look that up, but the Upper Paleolithic era started at 40,000 BC and went to 8,000 BC. These are some old paintings. Mm-hmm. And it was the oldest known artwork at the time. I don't know if we found anything older than that that had been found. It was a place called Laco Grotto, and it was opened in 1948 but closed in 1963 because they discovered the traffic, the lights, and all of that was beginning to deteriorate some of the paintings. Mm-hmm. So they opened kind of nearby in another grotto. They opened what they thought was as close as they could get to an exact duplicate. But four boys chasing a dog. And the other thing, if you think about where that is, we're just lucky we didn't bomb it into submission during one of the... How many wars have gone across the European continent since those paintings were put on there and it survived? I mean, if you just think about that,
wow.
Heather. I mean, you
that
think
is
about
awesome.
That. There are... Yeah. That continent has been in strife since probably about the end of that era. I mean, we've always been fighting over there.
Yes.
So anyway, I just thought that was a really interesting day in history. Want to bring up again, college night tonight.
Yes.
It's free. 50 colleges and universities to go chat to. So if you're thinking about going to college or your kids are thinking about going to college, it might be worthwhile just come down here and spend a few minutes wandering around this building talking to local and regional colleges and universities. There'll be a bunch of them here, probably more than it'd be tough to talk to all of them in 2 hours, but if you've got some favorites, they're probably going to be here. Mm-hmm. Little, big and little, they're going to be here tonight.
Primarily from the
Southeast
yes. region.
Mm-hmm. There's some that are a bit scattered out there, but most of these are going to be from this region, yes.
So
a great, great opportunity. Pick up some information. Talk to some people. It's very difficult to get 50 colleges and universities together in one building, mm-hmm. but we're going to do it tonight. So we'll be here. You can also, if you're thinking about Gulf Coast, there'll be some people here from Gulf Coast to talk to. I'm going to be in the second floor east end, if you're looking at the building,
so
front of the building on the left side.
You can know where to avoid Tom.
And so if you want to avoid Tom, you might be careful about wandering down the east wing on the second floor.
But if you want to see some cool technology that we can offer here.
Yes. And if you're interested in radio, in this radio, we're going to be happy to bring you up to the third floor, to the home studios of WKGC. If you're interested in how radio is done, we'd be happy to show it to you. So, interesting evening tonight. Heather, what have you guys got?
Coming up?
Well, I know it's National Sign Up for a Library Card.
It certainly is. But, you know, the biggest deal that we have coming up is International Observe the Moon Night.
You guys even, if you have a library card, you know you can go down there and get a telescope.
That's
really?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, how many, you never look, I look at my little library card that's in my wallet, and I never think of, I could get a dulcimer, I could get a ukulele.
Cake pan.
I could get a cake pan if I got that, I would just bring it up here and hang it on the wall so Caleb could look at it. Or I could get a telescope.
The telescopes are awesome.
They are beautiful instruments.
I have seen the moons of Jupiter in real life in that telescope.
Wow, they are awesome instruments. They really are. You can also occasionally go down there and use a 3D printer, can you not?
Oh, yes. Yes, we have.
I mean, you wouldn't believe what goes on in that building.
Got two questions.
Okay.
One, when using a telescope, how do you deal with the bugs at night?
Deet?
Well, I have a lovely natural spray made by Deborah Kivett, who lives in my neighborhood and makes beautiful bug spray that smells good, feels good, and keeps them away. Okay. Or you can have an assistant who swats at you while you look in the telescope.
Okay.
I kind of like the idea of taking getting Caleb a telescope and going out there and letting him look through it while I hold a rolled up newspaper and swat him.
Would that work?
I mean, could you see that
works,
working?
Yes.
The excuse is just, you know,
yes.
Oh, I saw another one.
Oh, there was a bug. Wah!
So, and when is the National Observe the Moon?
International Observe the Moon Night this year is October 5th. And this is an international event, so people all over the world will be observing the moon that night. And here in Panama City, we are going to do this at Sunjammers, downtown St. Andrews on Beck Avenue.
Okay.
We'll be at Sunjammers at 6:30, and we'll stay there until the party is over.
Okay, and you'll have telescopes and stuff.
We'll have telescopes, we'll have art, and we will be right next door to Slice House, where there's fantastic pizza, down the street from Salty Oak, where they have craft beer. And just down the street from Native Spirit, where you can learn a lot more about ancient history right here in Panama City. So it's a win-win, and we also hope that we can get a peek at the moon and learn some more about the stars and planets that are visible over St. Andrews.
Absolutely. Sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
Even if it's cloudy, that could you know, with some craft beer and some slices of pizza, how can you go wrong?
It's a whole evening of learning opportunities.
There you go.
That's right.
Okay. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get our extremely special dose of vitamin B.
All here right after Lil Doobie Brothers on the mix.